Republican Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer said Wednesday the steep cuts proposed stem from Governor Dunleavy's campaign promise to balance the budget and pay Alaskans a full PFD.
He feels like that's your money, that's your share of the oil wealth, and that belongs to you. And he also doesn't want any new taxes.
The former state senator said everything in the administration's proposed budget is negotiable. That was the theme of his speech to a couple hundred people at a forum hosted by Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska.
Don't get too upset with the budget, but get involved. But get involved. That would be my advice right now. It's just
the forum only allowed questions in writing, but Tlingit and Haida Tribal President Richard Peterson stood up and broke format to register his displeasure.
We keep hearing about wanting to have conversations, yet these conversations aren't happening.
Meyer had earlier likened the state services as ornaments on a Christmas tree. Peterson seized on that metaphor to criticize the Dunleavy administration's slashing of core services.
It's really hard for me to settle for Charlie Brown's Christmas tree when we own the tree farm.
The lieutenant governor also dismissed questions about raising taxes on oil companies or instituting an income tax, saying both would reduce investment. Resource development, he argued, is the state's best revenue source.
Oil companies now are investing big dollars up on the North Slope, and that money's going to trickle down to the state revenue and to more jobs and more more revenue to the state, which then gets passed on to you in education and other funding.
Meyer worked for ConocoPhillips during his time in the Senate. He parted ways with the oil company after the November election, according to his financial disclosure. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.